Thank you, esteemed colleagues. And like we say in Tennessee, in the local vernacular, howdy, everybody. A man called Little, an ironic self-imposed title that followed him across a lifetime, an amazing persona. He at once presented himself in loud makeup and called himself Little, a dichotomy never understood by the minds of his day, but revealed in its brilliant simplicity by modern-day simplistic scholars. The man's greatest contributions to our treasury of poetic philosophy are by no means little. They will endure the annals of time. They still shine brightly today in his blatantly, purposefully simple yet provocative and highly symbolic lyric statements that cut to the heart of all issues of his day and ours, leaving them bare, clear and naked as a peeled pear, and exposing the inner core of true meaning that had to be disguised because of the terrifying social paradigms of his time, but can now bloom in pure, simplistic flower in this modern age. The power of his philosophy, his urgent message, was always shrouded, cloaked because of the peculiar social mores of his day, when everything in society was based upon getting paid and getting laid. While Richard adhered to the style, the powerful social and psychological exposés behind his simplicity ultimately have been discovered by scholars and hailed for their understated eloquence and universal pertinence. And even as the remedies for mankind to survive in the frenzied times that he displayed all too well in his frenzied explosions of pseudo-piano playing that permeated all of his work. But may I say there were never any convoluted academic sentences such as mine for the man they called Little Richard. He could cut to the core of all and make it sound as simple as a horny man and a world full of dark holes in which to explore. And so, in the several days ahead, you will hear scholars across the globe come together in glorious recognition of Little Richard, the amazing Richard Penniman, as the foremost social philosophy writer of the era and default founder of the philosophic school of simplism. In the days ahead, we will discuss the master's greatest works, including Tutti Frutti. A global panel will discuss Richard's powerful anthem to ethnic peace, all races living in harmony, and analyze the ecstatic above and beyond language emotionalism of the immortal line from the song's amazing sidebar. Wop bop a loo wop a wop bam boom, which encapsulates and accurately predicts decades of immigrant Italian mob corruption in the U.S., years of murder and strife that faced the nation in Richard's time. Wop bop a loo wop a wop bam boom, violence, ethnicity, bebop, ice cream. This is a true masterpiece that says it all. Slipping and sliding. As the promises of civil rights failed to come to fruition, however, and died on the vine, the flip side of this philosophical treatise reveals a world of black people falling and failing in society again. "I'm gonna be your fool no more," wails Richard. "And we understand, for we have been peeping and hiding too, not standing up to the moral code that we would ascribe to ourselves." Good golly, Miss Molly. When Richard first heard the horror of Molotov cocktails, he was outraged. As he often does, Richard disguises the true theme into a love and lust song, as his record producers always insisted upon. But one can easily see that, show likes to ball indicates a ball of fire induced by the infamous cocktail, and can't hear your mama call plainly invokes the call of Mother Russia to disdain such insanity. We will remember that the Cold War with the Soviets was raging in those years. Long Tall Sally. There's long been speculation of an affair with Sally Kellerman, but in another story, Sally is merely a euphemism for a shaft-like sex organ which played a prominent role in Richard's life, and in fact, in the lives of many of his contemporaries and ours. Jenny Jenny. Who could forget Jenny 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 spinning like a spinning top? Jenny Jenny, oh Jenny Jenny. Powerfully presenting the image of a spinning ballerina or ice skater. Never explained, these poignantly simple lyrics likely refer to Richard's first day in elementary school, in which he fell off the spinning jenny, hit his head, and thought he was buckwheat for several hours. Scholar researchers discovered the pivotal instant just last year while investigating the telltale word "oh" right in the middle of the Jenny narrative. As if painfully being expelled from a flying fun vessel and being conked on the head and enticing the simplistic expression of pain. Lucille, you don't do your daddy's will. Who could forget this one? An ode to TV's Lucille Ball, whose work Richard adored. As an aside, he once emulated a famous I Love Lucy scene at a party by furiously stuffing chocolate candies in his mouth and down his shirt and singing and playing piano with his feet at the same time. It was a funny act, but impractical for the stage, as it made Richard fat, and it proved extremely difficult to sing with cheeks puffed by chocolate. On the second night, he slipped on a bonbon and fell over an amplifier, and the experiment was over. Heebie-jeebies. A cry for sanity in a world when everyone has the fabled heebie-jeebies about the Cold War and the bomb and the Klan, all exasperated by shortage of mind-altering drugs. The Girl Can't Help It. A powerful statement about the irresistible hormonal drives of young people and their effects upon people searching for love. Rip It Up. Richard's stylistic take on ghetto violence and the passions involved, again disguised, this time as Saturday Night Camaraderie. For the first time, Ripping It Up and Balling It Up were juxtaposed in the same context, and it led to the popular having a ball and getting ripped, social terms and coexistent theories built around parallel intoxications that may yet prove to be significantly related. Ready Teddy, a call to a generation of young people to get ready and start building a new age. Ready, set, go man go, I got a gal that I love so. Here, Richard powerfully summarizes mankind's need to find soulmate couplings and then start out with energy and readiness together in a world of excitement and challenge. The eternal challenge remains: get laid and build civilization. Richard knew it. Through his works, we know it too. I Hear You Knocking. By any measure, the decades of Richard's definitive work are times of unfulfilled dreams, doors that don't get opened, and the secrets behind them. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Woo! A cry of despair from a great philosopher, revealing the repetitive time and again frustration of our natures, fearful of opening doors, bloodied knuckles from the ones upon which we ourselves have wrapped in our ravaged and rakish times of seeking and finding openings, such as the ones we seek sexually in one another, the ones we see as openings for a wisecrack, and even those which open for us even deeper knowledge, as we glean from Richard's work this week during our conference. In addition to our lectures and panels, on Saturday night, our soul food buffet will be followed by a dress-up queen party, in which you are all urged to transdress and transpose yourself into a land of wonder and mirror balls, while we preen and dance theatrically to all of Richard's favorites, with special guest star impersonators, including Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Cyndi Lauper, and Billy Bob Thornton. On Sunday, the Pennyman Power Choir will perform choral renditions of Richard's favorites. Richard himself will arrive in a white helicopter and walk the red carpet to the chapel pulpit, where he will respond to our adulation and deliver a sermon which has tentatively been titled Pianos and Pulpits, Theology and Sexual Philosophy as Dichotomies of My Life and Times. On Sunday afternoon, we will join Richard at an outdoor barbecue and a special showing of Down and Out in Beverly Hills, with a personal appearance by Fang, Richard's co-starring feist dog protagonist in the comedic film classic. So I welcome you all to this 69th annual meeting of the Parliament of World Simplistics, Philosophy, our largest ever gathering, as we are seeing the concept of simplism, the philosophy of succinct symbolism, growing in esteem throughout the academic world.